Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're going to be visiting with Carol Schuler. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Havon.
And I'm guessing that many people have already said we know what they're going to talk about. That's, of course, Relay for Life. And you've been involved with making that happen, that whole event happen, for quite a while.
17 years now. It's been different every year and amazing every year.
Isn't that true? You know, it just keeps rolling along. And as you say, you sort of have to make some changes and because people's lives change. But let's start off with date, time, place, those basics, just in case.
This Friday, June 19th, survivors are invited to come to their free meal, attend at 4:30. The meal will be served at 5. 6 o'clock is the kickoff. The survivors can celebrate one more year of birthdays. So the public's invited to come. 6 o'clock, sit in the stands and cheer those survivors on.
And sometimes you've really asked the survivors to pre-register for the meal and all that sort of thing. Not necessary.
Not necessary. Hy-Vee will bring the food. We always have plenty. Yes, you're welcome to give us a call if you'd like, but we want you to walk through that door, and we're going to invite you at that time to sit down and enjoy the meal.
And it's a really special time, I think, for survivors to... Well, first of all, cheer themselves.
That's
go,
right.
Whoa, I'm here. What qualifies you as a survivor?
From the moment you have a diagnosis of cancer, you are a survivor. We have survivors anywhere from, of course, today, they might have gotten a diagnosis, to about 60 or 65 years.
That's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Those people, you know, when you think back that many years of the treatment, what was available, that's all changed.
That's all changed, and partly due to the research by the American Cancer Society. We've continued to improve. At first, cancer was a death
Absolutely.
Sentence. And now cancer is just a hard walk, but it is a hard walk sometimes that people get through. And we want that to be no cancer at all someday. So that's what we're striving for.
Yes, we could talk a long time about the ups and downs and ins and outs of cancer, but let's kind of move along. We've talked about the survivors coming, and there's something special for survivors this year.
Yes, something new. We have a survivors campsite. What we'd like invite survivors to do is come on around. If you're welcome to take that lap, but if you can't, we'll be very glad to put you in a wheelchair and help you get around, or just go ahead and go to the survivors campsite, where you can encourage other survivors and pat each other on the back, and where we can come and encourage survivors. They're welcome to listen to the entertainment. They're welcome to go to the education tent. But this is their celebration, and we want them to bring a lawn chair and just come and have a seat and enjoy the evening.
And then, as you said, everybody is invited. It's a really special event. If you don't know anybody with cancer, but that's almost an impossibility to not know someone. Even if you didn't know them personally, you hear so-and-so has cancer. I think that's almost impossible to not know somebody.
I would agree with that. Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody, but most of us have a special friend or relative in our lives who we do know personally. I think when people get cancer, at least I feel very helpless. And what the Relay for Life does for our community, and it's very supportive, is that it's like a big community hug. They come together and they support the cancer survivors, just having people there to give you a hug. We also support those people whose families have lost someone with cancer. And again, it's a time of remembrance. The luminary ceremony alone, where people purchase a luminary in honor or in memory of someone that they have lost. And it allows us to mourn together as well as celebrate together.
You know, as I was thinking about our visiting today, I was thinking about, and I don't know how many years ago this has been. I know it's been more than 10, and I had not been involved at all with Relay for Life, but my brother had cancer. He lives in California. But I bought a luminary, and I sat in the stands and listened to all the names, and just, it was a helpful feeling.
It's hopeful too. It's making that step that I don't know. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a nurse, so it gives me the opportunity to support the research and the education and all of those things that the American Cancer Society do.
Now, we mentioned that the campsite is new for survivors. Is there anything else that's new that you want to mention?
Sniper's Barbecue and Kiwanis will be serving this year. So again, public, come on out and see what's going on. The survivor camp is new, and we're having a silent auction for cakes. Anyone, team members, of course, are invited, but also the community can pick up a angel food cake donated by Hy-Vee. on Wednesday, the 17th, from 5 to 6 at the hospital. Decorate that cake, and then we will have a silent auction the night of Relay, where people can bid on your cake or say they like it the best or they want to take it home with them for a certain amount. So we invite people to come out and take a look at that, too. It is being held in the education tent. Every year we have education, and we encourage anyone, public, team members, captains, survivors, everybody to take a walk through and learn healthier lifestyles. Dave Chase will be there with the with the walk, with the bike trail type thing. And Iowa State will be there with healthy snacks. So we have a lot of free giveaways and a lot of free information that anyone.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to be there. We're going to
good
be people who sort of know what I'm going on right now. I'm going to be telling you more about produce in the park, which,
yay,
of course, supports a healthy lifestyle. So, right. And I know there will be some other folks there. It's always interesting to see who is in the education tent providing information and oftentimes have giveaways. And,
right,
you know, you want to come and see what's going on there.
Something new again this year, and I forgot to mention it, is our scavenger hunt. We are having a scavenger hunt, which anyone can participate in. You come to the education tent after the Survivor's Lab, and you will pick up a bag donated by the TV store and a list of items, some things you need to collect or do. One of them is shake hands with a survivor. Introduce yourself to someone you don't know that's there. So they're not hard things to do, but we hope that helps with the intermingling of the teams, but also get people to that education tent to learn more about produce in the park and everything
else
that's there.
Yeah, you bet. Great opportunity. And then, of course, I think you've mentioned that you can bring your chair and be entertained because you have entertainment going on
The whole evening. Villa Dance, a Salute Gymnastics. I know this year we've got a Zumba instructor coming and self-defense.
Interesting.
Where people can see the basics and learn the basics. We always have a lot of good music. Our own Chris Parks does the announcing. So it is a time of learning, but a social evening for everyone, the public or anyone.
Now, we've mentioned luminaries a couple of times. What if I haven't purchased my luminary as yet?
Well, come on over to the Relay. You can purchase one at any point throughout the course of the evening to, I believe, 8 o'clock at night. And then we start setting those luminaries out so they can be lit at about dark.
And I hate to say this, Carol, but I have to say, what if it's raining?
Rain or shine. Cancer is not a walk in the
okay.
park. So we can go inside if it's storming.
If it's really.
But really, if it's just, we're hoping for no rain, of course, and we're hoping for sunshine. But what we tell people is it's not pleasant to have cancer. So come on out and support us. Bring an umbrella. Sit in the stands. I remember my dad years ago brought, it was windy, and he brought a winter coat with him and sat and watched the entertainment because it does go on. And we will be inside if it's really
raining.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, it gets to that point where you go.
Yes, that's right.
Well, it's sort of impossible to be out in the rain. But, good to know. And I'm assuming that would be in the high school.
Yes, the Atlantic High School
middle,
track.
Yes. So you'd be right there.
So we would be right there.
Okay. And these days we almost have to talk about that. Carol, 17 years you've been involved. Why do you think this continues? What are some of the ways that, you know, people have kept this going?
Well, I think one thing is that we all know someone with cancer, and that helps us realize and support those people. And if you get a good feel for attending, for doing this, I can't tell you how many people have walked up to me and thanked me and said, Carol, I don't know why you do this either, but thank you so much. It helped me get through what I'm going, or it helped me remember my mom and dad. And no matter what you're there for, whether you're just there for the entertainment, I think you will come away feeling that our community is a wonderful place to live and very supportive for whatever you're wanting to support. And they have been supportive through the years for the Relay for Life.
Great sponsorship, and activities continue year-round now.
Yes, absolutely. I have sponsors that help us out all year round, and that's why we get those sponsors, is so your money, your donation, can go to the American Cancer Society. We have people that fundraise from the day after Relay on. It's just an amazing way for your corporation or your business or you to be supportive all year round, and I think that's another reason it continues mm-hmm. is just because it is what we do for each other.
I want to mention, I believe, I could be wrong about this, but I believe the Audubon County Relay for Life is the same evening.
That's correct.
So get yourself up there if you're more in that area. And again, remind us when the Cass County Relay for Life is?
Friday, June 19th, 6 o'clock for the public, 4:30 for survivors. Come on in and check in. Get your free T-shirt and your free meal sponsored by Hy-Vee. And then throughout the course of the evening, all the activities that go on.
All right. Thank you very much, Carol Schuler, for just bringing us up to date on Relay for Life. And until next time, here's the thought. Don't let anyone take away your joy.